Hashtag sport with Ash Geerk.
It's Gherke.
Jerky.
Gherke. G-I-E-R-K-E.
Smirky.
Hello, welcome to Hashtag Sport. My name is Ash Gherke. Today we're interviewing Erina McCarty from the Sunshine Coast Lightning. So I'll just give her a call one sec.
Hello.
Oh, it's my home girl.
Oh.
What up? How are ya?
Before it started playing ads to me.
Yep, she's joining us right now. Her name is Edna McCarty. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, the thing I get asked a lot about doing your ground announcing, they say, how do you pronounce Erina's name properly? Is it Erina? Is it Edna? How do we do it properly?
Edna McCarty.
Yeah, see?
Oh, can you hear my voice then? popular. It went ding, Edna McCarty.
All right, good. Glad we got the name situation sorted. I feel like now we can proceed with the podcast because you never know if you're saying it right. And I know you gave me a bit of a tutorial earlier last year on it, but, you know, always rolling off the tongue and stuff like that. The Kiwi accent, it's hot.
Yeah, no, and I did think one time we were at a home game and I thought you pronounced it really well. I was like, that's pretty good, Ash. Like, some of the people in New Zealand don't get their tongue around it sometimes. So I was like, that's pretty good. And I was running. I gave you the thumbs up. I was like, good girl. And then I think the cutest little girl pronounced Carla's last name really funny, and I just laughed.
Oh. When we had the mini MC.
Yeah, she was so cute. And she's I just adorable. Heard it. And it's okay because I remember Carla's last name by both saying the song, Pretorius.
Yes.
See?
I know. Oh, she was absolutely adorable. I used to get behind the swimming blocks, I used to get Gherkin and Garrick and all that weird stuff as well. And I even got called Alicia. And my name's Ashley just because it's got an A on the end, but it's weird how that all happens.
That's my middle name.
Is it?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
I like that.
Jeez,
yeah.
Your parents did well.
Alicia. It was supposed to be my first name. Could you imagine me? Alicia McCarty.
Yeah. Well, it'd be a little easier to say, but no, E suits you.
Apologies.
You're E.
I'm glad I said my name.
Yeah, me too. Hi, y'all. Let's talk about netball. Firstly, congratulations on making it through to the prelims. You guys taking on the Giants this weekend. The Firebirds game last weekend in Brisbane.
Hectic.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
How are you feeling and, like, how are the bodies feeling after it? Did it look as gnarly as it was on court?
It was. Like, the girls came off and we just spoke afterwards. Like, because you're on such a high after the game. Like, I didn't sleep till 2 that night just because of the energy that just goes through you during that game. And I wouldn't be surprised if half our fans were awake until that time.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, you're in every moment of the game. And so I sit on the bench that game and I was just in every pass and I think I jumped every time someone took an intercept and I was like running with everyone and when Kelsey threw in the pass and it made it like you just like in every moment of the game, so it's like hectic. But the girls, you know, we came into training yesterday and we're back at our paces, so you can, you know, when after the game you get a bit of downtime and you feel your body and the energy drop down and it's got to,
yeah,
so that it rises again for the next game.
That's it.
And so it's got to rise pretty high because you're taking on those Giants.
Well, Kels was in at work earlier this morning and she looked a little flat this morning, the poor chook. She was a little tired, so I imagine that you guys have been probably put through your paces so far this week. Now talk us through the quarters. All right, so 1, 2, and 3 were awesome. Now they came back, the Firebirds, in that last quarter. What was the feeling amongst the team, especially during those timeouts? You guys ended up winning by the 1 point. They were clawing their way back. What was going on?
Yeah, no, I think, like, because you know that each of those games, you know, they'd be your could be your last moment or the beginning of the next game. So we knew that they were coming back out and they're like, you know, we were up by, I think, 7 at that point or whatever it was, and they're thinking, we've got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
And a team like that is really dangerous. And I think we just had to find a way to stay maintained. But, yeah, we come into those group huddles and look, we've got, we just regroup and, you know the structure, know the plan and go back to, like, what's going well for us. And, you know, just try and not let that slip, So, you've got to know the other team's hungry for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there was a bit of controversy around the two teams, Firebirds, Lightning, at the beginning of last week. Jeeva came out and she had a few words to say as well, which I thought was amazing. I guess it goes to show you've got two passionate sides, but the controversy around there being only one Queensland team, did you feel like it was a bit of a media beat up, or was there actually some true feelings behind that?
I'm unsure. I come from the side where I think, yeah, you've got to just be proud to have two Queensland teams that made it into the final four, you know? Unfortunately, we had to play each other to play off to move on, and it wasn't the other way around, two Queensland teams knocking out one of the other sets of teams. And I think it's a healthy rivalry, what it is at the moment, because if you didn't have that, like, that derby's so amazing. It makes that whole environment just more fire. There's more hunger, you know. It's passionate for the fans, everyone, you know. Everyone's in it. And, I don't know. I come from the side where I'm just like, I love it.
Yeah.
Bring it on, you know.
Well, you would hope so because the Suncorp Super Netball, their initiative that they've been promoting this year is hashtag Team Girls. And I think they've been doing such a great job of doing that with all their activations that they do throughout the game and all the extra work you guys do through social media to make sure that the game of netball is seen as a sport where girls can come along and they feel like they can make friends, they can start playing to keep playing sport. And, yeah, it would be really sad if that wasn't the case. But it seems like it's a healthy rivalry. You guys have got plenty of friends outside of the game as well, or off the court anyway, yeah?
Definitely. Like, you see some of those girls come up against each other and internationals, and they play alongside each other like Bess and Guides. They are teammates at the end of the day when it comes down to diamond stuff and Gabby and things like that. So that in turn, like, that's beautiful to have that rivalry, then be able to go into a team and play together.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Mm. That's so good. That's what netball should all be about, yeah?
Definitely. I love it.
All right. Now, looking at the Giants game that you guys have got this week in Sydney, now they lost to the Fever. The Fever was so strong. They were so tough and won that grand final. And it's actually nice to see a team like that. They were second last on the bottom of the ladder last season to be able to get to the top, even though we'd like to see you guys up there. But in saying that, you guys have done such a great job this season. You guys have had to make a couple of changes as well. So, you know, it's going to be awesome. Whoever versus the Fever, but obviously, again, we want it to be you guys. I know you're not going to give anyway any game plans, but you look at the giant circle and you think, okay, they've got a strong attacking end, much like the Lightning do. We've also got a great defensive unit down there as well. How do you reckon the girls will tackle them? Not like figuratively speaking.
Well, I hope there's no tackling going on, but that'd be amazing.
Wouldn't it?
Could you imagine? Look, I think we'll go into training tomorrow in preparation for it with the mindset of how, you know, and looking at what structures we do that best combat or best, I guess, nullify their game plan. So we will probably look at that tomorrow. So, you know, girls over the week will go through some video and I'll listen to, you know, what's trends and et cetera and see how you know, what we look at most is what we do, because we can't really change what we do, but what we do well, that's going to combat them. But yeah, it's going to be a hell of a battle. Oh. And like you said, I want us at the end, and it'd be amazing to head back over to Perth again, because, you know, I came from over Perth, so it's nice to just go back there and see the people. And then also, you know, we've got to get that W.
Yeah, well, they've got a very passionate crowd over there, don't they?
They do, and it's amazing. I do like their crowd, and there's some lovely people over there. And I think I would actually have quite a bit of fans if we go over there as well. So I'd really look forward to going over there, but first we'll focus on this coming weekend. And that's the biggest thing for us. So it all comes down to what goes on at training tomorrow.
Yeah, well, all the best. It's going to be so awesome. We're going to come back in a tickety-boo and we're going to chat about some of the questions that the Lightning fans have got for you, okay?
Perfect.
All right, we're back with Erina McCarty from the Sunshine Coast Lightning. Hey, hey.
Hey, whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. You got your big game on Sunday against the Giants. This will be the game to determine who goes into the grand final. We already know that the Fever are there, so it would be nice, a Fever Lightning grand final. But we've got a few questions from your loyal Lightning fans. Would you mind answering them?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, well, the first one isn't so much of a question, so I kind of started that off wrong. This one's from Richard French. He said, I haven't got a question, but just would like to say a lot of the guys on the court get a lot of the accolades on TV, etc., but the three off the court should get just as many too and be mentioned a little bit more than I've seen. They all contribute to the success of the team, so go Lightning.
Oh, I love it. Thank you.
And you got a lot of likes on that post too.
Thank you. I must say, we do go into changing rooms after the game, and the girls on the court do give us props for our off-court manner, and it's hard to find a team that has that whole team buy-in.
Yeah.
I got to say that the other two girls who are on the bench there with me, their feedback, man, is outrageous, and their heart, they jump with every pass and pass with every ball, and it's really good. I love being in a team that's so inclusive.
That's awesome, E. Now, Jace would like to know, how would you describe your style in the defence, and what do you think are the most important things to be successful in defence?
Personally, my style, I think, is I think it's evolved and it's adapted from, like, traditionally I would have said I came over here with a New Zealand style. Mm-hmm. Now it's like it sits in between. Like, it swings, like, if I've got to work with setting up whoever's in there with me, and that's what I think the change is if I come on court, is I change that whole style to a more space where or something like that. Like, I leave a player open and set up a lot of things. And because I'm massive, well, it's not like I'm
your amazing physical wingspan.
Massive height person. That changes the whole structure out there. So my style is a lot different. I forgot the other half of that because I spoke a lot.
Oh, no. No, that's fine. No, E, what I was going to also mention too was Knowles, your coach. I remember talking to her a few weeks ago, and she mentioned that you have a bit of a hunter style, you know, like, you know, if they want to hunt down ball, they'll put you on there as well because you've got the ability to be able to do that.
Like a hunter-gatherer.
Yes.
Did she say warrior? I heard she said Dina Warrior.
Probably. Oh, did she? Actually, you look like her.
She said Wonder Woman Hunter.
Anything else that she said that we don't know about?
I'm sorry, she told you this. I'm telling you what she said.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, no, she did. Yeah. Yeah, no, she did.
She probably said, thinks she's hilarious, but isn't. That's what she said.
I love it. All right, next question. This one's from Lisa. Actually, no, that was for me. Am I coming to Sydney? Unfortunately, no, I can't.
Are you?
No, I can't. I've got to work the marathon.
Okay, just send all your positive vibes.
Oh, you know I will. You know I will. Okay, sorry about that. That was a bit awkward. Okay, Andrew, what has it meant to Erina on a personal level coming to the Sunshine Coast to play for the Lightning and being part of the community here? Great question.
It's really meant a lot. And I think when I come to the evaluation stage of my career and things like that, with the whole, competitions change and contracts are up and stuff like that, is I've absolutely loved the whole community here, the people. And I said to my mum just maybe, I think it was half an hour ago, Mum, I made a life here and I absolutely love it. I love the people and the sun and everything. And I just didn't realise that there are so many little people that have made up a big life here for me. So, like my hairdresser, my eyelash baby, the person who walks their dog on the morning, the lady across the road who I went over and asked if she had a baking soda the other day, you know.
Like, what were you making, cupcakes or something?
I was making a banana cake. And it was amazing. And things just are little people, everything. Like, I've absolutely loved it. And I'm glad I made the decision to come here, not only just for my nipple, but for my soul, if that makes sense. Yeah.
That's awesome, E. Jace also would like to know, the team this year started a little rough, but has really found form these last few weeks. What do you put it down to?
I think we had to regrow as a team and, see what that looked like, obviously with the change in personnel. And obviously in the start there, we had some unfortunate events with Nolan Les and a family member, etc. So that was unsettling for a team. And we got to remember that when we're coming through these last few days of these games, is we actually went through a lot in our team. And like I said, Nolan, we've done, you know, and been through a lot that to make it where we are now is quite amazing, if you know what
Absolutely.
I mean.
Absolutely. Like,
yeah, so it was a bit of a rocky road at the start, and things happened in and outside of camp that, you know, made us have to bind together stronger as a group, and we've come out this other end, luckily.
Well, I think the fact that you guys all get along so well, it makes things like that easier, yeah?
Yes, 100%. Mm. Yeah.
Hey, Lawrence would like to know, will you play mid-court / attack? What a question to throw at a defender.
Only in my dreams. I would love to.
Would you?
Actually, can I just put an honest, let me just tell you some stats. Yesterday we played, we had training, and I did 2 goal assists. I felt like I was playing wing attack, but I turned and looked at Kelsey and I was like, I learned from the best. But you can keep that position.
Yeah. Actually, question about you and Kels. Jace also wants to know, what is it about Kelsey and you that makes you two get along so well? Because we've been seeing all through social media at the moment, you guys are spending lots of time together. What's the go? She's beautiful.
She is. She's lovely. I couldn't say. We're both very spontaneous and adventurous.
Yeah.
And it's as well as, like, Jiva too, like, and I think, and some of those other girls, I guess when we've got downtime, it's like, who wants to do something? And it's like, I will, I do, like that kind of thing. And some of the other girls have to study and stuff, so I think it just ends up like that happens, and it's how we're always doing something. But me and Kelsey get along just because we're similar people. Like, she's lovely. I don't even know what to say. We just get along.
Basically. Yeah. That's a good
really
answer.
She's a good friend. And she sings to me while I do stuff, and she's got an amazing voice.
Oh, doesn't she?
Oh, yes.
Oh. So do you, though.
She sang. Oh, yeah, okay, no.
You do. I remember doing carpool karaoke with you one time, and you nailed it. You were really good.
Yeah. No, and I love the dance, the energy, and she's got my back is what I enjoy.
Oh, that's nice. So who would you say your favourite music artist is? That was one of the questions too, by the way.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
I have so many. I like Maisie Ricker because she's from New Zealand. I like Kalani. I like 660. I just got tickets to Usher.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I did. And yes. So I'm going on an ad for Usher.
That's cool. That is cool. That's awesome.
I have so many. I love music is what I like. Yeah. Something sings, like, gets me at a certain time. I love it. So Beyonce.
Oh, of course. Of course. Hey, E, last question from the Lightning fans. Do your tattoos have significant meanings?
Yes, they do. Just if I look down at my right now, I've got some in white ink that I have traditional Māori one, a Māori one across my back.
Did you say you have a Māori one?
Māori. New Zealand Māori. Traditional New Zealand.
Oh, right. Okay. I was like, what?
It's a tabaku. It's on my back. It's in white ink. And I have words in white ink. So I've got courage and create on each arm. I've got my daughter's name.
And your daughter's name's Billy?
Yeah.
She's beautiful.
Just because they're always with me, and, you know, that's what, you know, that's kind of like values and things to my heart. I've got, like, family. Most of them are about my family. So I've got, like, one that represents my sister, my daughter, about being, like, lioness. So a lot of them are my values, so, like, being, like, courageous and lioness. And then they relate back to, so I've got a lion.
Yeah.
It's actually got a patch like my dog back home.
Oh, nice. I was going to say, it's like what Niles was saying about the hunter. and the Wonder Woman and just losing it. Yeah.
Well, they kind of crushed your sleeve.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, they're all different. They all obviously just mean something to me. Some of them are there because I like them. And, you know, that too to me is like, if someone likes it, they're going to do it. They're going to get it.
Exactly.
Like, majority of them mean something.
Word, sister. Absolute word. Hey, last serious question before we come back and do something quickly that's going to be fun. Okay. Contract signings. Like, when does all this get announced? Will it be after the grand final or?
There's a deadline and I'm not sure when it is.
Yeah.
I just know that they're different different places and stuff like that. But I think after your finals, that's when you can approach other clubs. So I think,
okay, yeah, right.
It's all a bit of a in the space at the moment.
Yep. No, that's fair enough. No, cool, awesome. All right, well, E, what we're going to do is we're going to come back and we're going to play a little fun game. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't already have an awesome car and you're like, oh my god, mine's getting so old, I need one, all you have to do, go and see the team today at Caloundra City Holden. They've got so many amazing deals at the moment. The Captiva LZ, that's going on from $31,990 drive away, or you can go and check out the Captiva LS Active. That's got Apple CarPlay. It's where Siri pretty much talks to you. You can pick up one of those for $24,990 drive away, but all you have to do is go and see the team today, Caloundra City Holden. Jump on their website, calandracityautos.com.au. Back with Erin McCarty from the Sunshine Coast Lightning, and you're only a couple of days away from playing the Giants, the Sydney Giants, in the prelim final to see who takes the cake when you guys go to the grand final over in Perth. Do you see how I did that? When you guys go?
Yeah, got it.
Hey, we're going to play a quick game called Snog Marry and Avoid to finish up the podcast for today. But I'm going to give you three celebrities. You've got to tell me which one you'd snog, which one you'd marry, and which one you'd avoid.
Okay.
Now, snogging means a couple of different things, but I'm talking about bashing, all right, just to clarify.
Okay, good. All
right, so a little cheeky kissy kiss.
Okay, nice.
Okay, so first celebrity is Channing Tatum, Megan Fox, and Jessica Alba. All right, so who would you snog, marry, and avoid?
Oh, I'm going to have to marry Channing Tatum because obvious reasons.
Yeah,
I'll get to still snog him.
You get to snog him anyway.
Yeah, because I'm married to him. Yep.
Yep. Okay.
I can't avoid either of those two.
This is the thing. You've got to make a decision.
Your life depends
on it.
I'm gonna say I'd probably more want to snog Jessica Alba. So I'm gonna go Jessica Alba and avoid Megan Fox. Man, that hurts.
Okay.
I've always loved Jessica.
All right. So, you'd marry Channing Tatum, you would snog Jessica Alba, and you'd avoid Megan Fox.
Oh, yeah.
You sure you want to lock that in?
I'm going to lock it in.
Okay, you can lock it in. We're not going to do anything else with this segment, but I'm glad we locked that in. I'm glad we spoke about it, all right? Hi, E, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Always like to finish off with something a little bit fun like that. Like we said earlier, you guys play the Giants this Sunday. Is it 1 p.m. or 3 p.m. you play?
I think it's fun over there.
Okay, cool. All right, so over in Sydney and hopefully no daylight savings just yet, I don't think. And then next week, hopefully we'll be watching you guys in the grand final. That would be really nice.
That'd be amazing.
All right, give our love to the girls.
Okay, we'll do. Thank you.
See you, Chiggy.
Bye-bye.